Chapter 3. Rescuing Ravenhoof. Daring Do knocked the heavy brass horseshoe on the antique wooden door again. "Hello? Any pony home?" She cocked her head to the side and listened carefully. Voices. Two of them. She waited another second before calling out, "Ravenhoof, you old chump, open the door. I need a shower and something to eat. Oh, and I've got a theory that you'll be interested in about the special treat I've brought you. It's the dia..." The door swung open, and A.B. Ravenhoof appeared, looking frazzled. His fuzzy green cardigan was buttoned incorrectly, and his wire-framed glasses sat crooked on the bridge of his face. Daring Do smiled. "You look terrible."
"Shh,
Ravenhoof hissed, holding a hoof to Daring's muzzle.
"Not another peep."
He backed into the house slowly, motioning to the closet in the corner.
"Ah, so good to see you again, Compass Rose. But I'm actually in the middle of something right now."
"So sorry to barge in, sir," Daring Do replied, picking up on the hint that she was playing the part of some pony named Compass Rose. There was clearly some sort of hostage situation or raid in progress. "I'll just need a moment of your time. Surely you can spare that?" Ravenhoof smiled nervously.
"Of course. How about some sweet dandelion tea? That's your favourite, isn't it?"
"So good of you to remember," Daring Do answered in a voice that sounded like it might belong to a fancier pony than she. "Two sugar lumps and an apple biscuit as well, if you have any." She sank down into a flowered armchair and pretended to read from the book on the side table while Ravenhoof puttered about in the kitchen. She surveyed the quiet room. Everything looked to be in order, but she could feel that there was definitely something off.
Choo!
A muffled sneeze came from the direction of the closet. So the mystery pony was hiding in there. How inconvenient. All Daring wanted right now was to show her hard-won prize to Ravenhoof and get the diadem of Shilati back to the tiara of Teotlatle. They were running out of time. It seemed that the only way to do that was to get rid of this other minor obstacle first. Without another thought, Daring Do sprang forward across the room, hind leg extended out in front of her body. Her hoof smashed against the closet door, busting it wide open to reveal a crouched figure struggling to hide beneath a mountain of cloaks and hats. "I see you," Daring Do declared. "Whoever you are, come out before I..." Daring suddenly felt her body spin and slam to the ground. She twisted back around and saw that the offender was a pale grey pony with a purple shirt collar around his neck and a cutie mark of a purple and yellow explosion surrounded by four black stars. His short black mane was rumpled and he was grinning wickedly. She knew this stallion. It was Withers, one of Dr. Caballeron's hench ponies. He normally wore dark sunglasses, but he must have lost them in the closet. Daring Do flung the diadem to Ravenhoof's desk and rolled across the floor, away from Withers. She wasn't sure what he was after, but if Withers could get his hooves on the treasure, he surely would try to steal away with it, just like everything else Daring Do discovered. "Withers!" Daring Do shouted as she sprang back to her hooves. "What are you doing here?" She took a step closer, leaning in, a look of suspicion on her face. "Is Caballeron a hoof too?" The pony laughed haughtily and jumped onto the wooden dining table, his eyes darting up to the ceiling every few seconds. He began to jump toward the rusty ceiling lamp. There was something hidden up there, and he wanted it very badly. Ravenhoof's place was full of items of extreme worth, so there was no telling what it might be. She still had to protect it.
Hey!
Daring growled as she spread her wings and flew across the room. She hovered right above Withers's head and tried to meet his gaze, but he continued to ignore her and just kept reaching for the lamp. Once he finally grabbed the shade, he began to swing back and forth, using the cord of the lamp much like Daring Do used vines in the jungle to get around. His technique was sloppy. Clearly, Withers wasn't the most athletic pony. It was becoming obvious to Daring Do that this was a solo mission. Without backup, he didn't stand a chance.
I asked you a question, Daring bellowed, growing impatient. Where is Caballeron?
She began to whiz around him, hoping to fluster and confuse him. Withers soon lost his grip and came crashing down to the ground, taking the lamp along too. His eyes shot back up to the spot he had been trying to reach, and Daring Do finally saw the object of his desire. A rolled-up piece of parchment on the highest bookshelf. Was all this fuss over a little scroll? There could be anything written on it. It must be juicy. Now Daring Do felt an intense desire to have it too.
I know what you're after, Withers, Daring bluffed, pinning Withers to the ground. And there's no way you're getting it. Go now, and I might spare telling Caballeron how you were too much of a coward to even talk to me. This can stay between us.
Withers grunted in defeat, nodded, and pulled himself up. The pony darted to the corner, scooped up his sunglasses from the ground, and put them back on his face. He took off out the door without so much as a glance back at the house. Daring Do chuckled to herself as she watched him gallop away. What a feeble attempt at thievery that had been.
All right, here we are.
Ravenhoof entered the room again, holding a tray with a kitschy tea set. Steam rose from the spout of the pot in inviting swirls. He was speaking in a very loud stage voice, emphasising random words here and there for the benefit of the intruder.
I think I managed to rustle up some tasty tidbits.
Then he noticed the gigantic mess of furniture turned over and the lamp torn from the ceiling. Ravenhoof's jaw dropped.
What in the blazes did you do?
His eyes darted to the closet. Oh, he's gone. Daring rubbed her hooves together as if wiping them clean from the job. She looked back over her shoulder with a smirk. Took care of your business so we could get to mine. The old pony did another double take toward the closet, which was wide open, an avalanche of outerwear tumbling out onto the floor. Part of him looked utterly befuddled at how so much could have happened in such a short amount of time, but as an ex-adventurer and instigator himself, he didn't seem all that surprised.
Well, that's solved then.
Now, what was I saying? Daring Do reached into her saddlebag and procured the glittering crown. Oh, right! Priceless relic that I rescued from several gangs of San Palomino robbers just in time to reunite it with the sister so we're not all doomed to darkness forever. She twirled the crown around a little so it could catch the light and look even more impressive.
Great Trot!
Ravenhoof dropped the tray with the tea and biscuits. Everything clattered to the ground and slid across the floor. He rushed forward with a look of reverence on his face and gingerly took the crown from Daring's hooves.
You actually did it!
Ravenhoof marvelled, turning the diadem over to inspect every jewel, inscription and crevice.
You located the diadem of Shalati in time.
Actually, if we're counting, it's a day early.
Daring Do tipped her helmet. But who's counting? She joked. It was a favourite game of theirs, challenging each other to quests and seeing how fast they could be completed. Sometimes they bet some bits, other times it was just for fun. These days, with Ravenhoof's advancing age, it was more often him giving the challenges and Daring going on the adventures.
"I guess I owe you some bits, you smug mare."
Ravenhoof smiled and trotted over to his desk. He reached for a magnifying glass.
"I thought for sure that the diadem was lost forever after the tiara of Tiotlatle turned up in that gypsy marketplace by the river. I thought we were going to experience first hoof whether or not the legend of the curse was true."
Ravenhoof motioned to a shelf in the corner, stacked high with waxy white cylinders.
"I've even been stocking up on candles."
"What for?" Daring Do shook her head at the old pony. "A vigil for my lost bride?"
"Eternal night and all that,"
he shrugged, bringing his attention back to more important matters.
"But we don't have to worry about that now."
He held the crown up to the magnifying glass, which he had pressed up against his right eye.
"Fascinating. See that ridge right there?"
He ran his hoof along a jagged section of the diadem, which looked a little bit like the skyline of an equestrian city.
"It's the exact opposite of the one on the Sand Empress's tiara. I think the two crowns can lock together."
His green eyes were alight with intrigue. It looked like he'd all but forgotten that he had just been held hostage a few moments earlier. A.B. Ravenhoof moved on quickly.
"Let's see, shall we?"
Ravenhoof trotted to the lowest level of his bookshelf, ran his hoof along the dusty tiles, and then pulled a particularly thick spine out. It was dark blue with bronzed letters that read, "Fungi of the Southern Forests." Suddenly, a little door on the back wall of the bookcase swung open. Inside was a metal safe locked with a gigantic rusty padlock. Ravenhoof fumbled with a ring of keys on his belt and located the lock's partner, muttering something to himself all the while. Daring Do craned to see the other contents of the safe, but the old adventurer found what he was looking for pretty fast, a small blue box. Then he slammed it shut before turning his attention back to the two crowns. "Hey, Professor?"
Yes, Daring?"
Ravenhoof replied without tearing his eyes away from the task of trying to fit the two crowns together. It wasn't working. "What do you suppose that pony wanted?" Daring sat down on a plaid sofa. "Caballeron's fellow. Withers is his name, unless you've been held hostage in your own home more than once today." Daring Do joked.
"No, just the once. I wasn't really being held, you know,"
said Ravenhoof.
"It was just for sport. I was bored and thought it might be fun to keep him around for a while as company."
"Of course." The story seemed unlikely, but Daring Do went along with it anyway. She raised an eyebrow. "Well, just so you know, he seemed pretty keen on stealing something from up there." Daring pointed to the rolled-up parchment on the highest shelf. "What's on that scroll?"
"Oh, that's just my recipe for banana flaxseed muffins."
Ravenhoof laughed.
"I must have kept looking up there while he was questioning me. There's a spider in that corner that I've been meaning to get rid of for a while."
He adjusted his glasses and looked back to the crowns again.
"Anyway, he seemed to think I had information on Cirrostrata. He kept asking me for a map."
"Cirrostrata?" Daring repeated, scanning the corners of her mind for the name. It didn't even sound familiar. "What's that?"
"The Forbidden City of Clouds. The Invisible City of the Sky."
The professor put the crowns down on the desk and trotted over to join Daring Do.
Don't tell me you've never heard of it.
Daring shook her head. She never liked to admit to not having the answers, but her interest was piqued. The word forbidden in particular always made her want to do the exact opposite of what it advised.
It's very dangerous.
Ravenhoof looked up from his task, a grave expression on his face.
Cirrostrata is rumoured to be a place unlike any other in this world. A city of cloud dwellers that are said to be so secretive that any outsider who has attempted to enter its walls has never returned.
Ravenhoof stood up, looking her straight in the eye.
That's why so little is known about it. Also, it's invisible.
Then how is it possible that we know it exists at all? Daring Do questioned. It could just be a fantasy, some sort of fairy tale. There had been enough false leads in her career for Daring Do not to trust everything she heard. Ravenhoof, however, was one of her most reliable sources. He knew what made her tick, because he ticked the same way. The old professor let out a heavy sigh.
Well, there is one pony who claims to have been there. His name's Brumby. Brumby Cloverpatch, but...
But what? Daring Do interrupted. The excitement was growing in the pit of her stomach. I must find him.
Well, I doubt he would be willing to help. The whole ordeal ruined his career. Used to be one of the most famous explorers in the world, but after he discovered Cirrostrata and failed to recover the treasure, the halo, he never adventured again. No pony knows what happened to him up there.
Ravenhoof shook his head in despair, a deep triangle of crinkles forming on his brow.
Bit of a pity, really. And such a mystery.
He searched Daring's face and realised that there was no stopping her.
If any pony can get him to talk, it's me. Daring Do stood up, wearing a proud smirk on her face. I'm going to find him. Then I'm going to get to Cirrostrata and I'm going to retrieve that treasure. Mark my words.
The diadem and the tiara in his hooves finally fit together with a resounding click.
I don't doubt it.
A.B. Ravenhoof shook his head and laughed.
But at least have some tea first.